Simen Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Beis. Kol Zman Shelo Sidek Yodoy Min Hamila Choyze Afila Titzir She'enem Ma'akvim. There's a minimum amount that has to be cut off at the Bris Mila so that the Torah is fully revealed. But there are ways of doing a Bris Mila, and there's still certain things that are sticking out that are not Ma'akvim of the Mila. Mila is kosher, but it's nicer to remove them. So on Shabbos we have a problem. Once you were Mekayim the Mitzvah, are you permitted to add more to make it look nicer? So the halacha is, if you're still involved in the meal itself, and then you notice this, an extra piece of skin that should preferably be removed, then you're allowed to do it. But Silik Yodoy, once he finished the meal and put down the knife, and then suddenly afterwards he realizes a problem, once again, it's not a problem that's possible the meal, but it's halacha chila, then it's already too late. If he finds the bris wasn't kosher, then he has to make it kosher. But if it's kosher, just he can make it nicer. Once he finished with the milah, he's not allowed to start over again on Shabbos. What is considered skin which is ma'akiv, the milah, that the milah is not kosher, was not removed. If the majority of the height of the atara has skin covering it still, even if it's only one place, and 90% of the atara is removed, but that little strip is still there, it passes the meal.